Enter. Hello, it's so nice to meet a fan after the show. Now, what did you want me to sign? You don't want my autograph? Huh. Okay. Well then, why exactly would you find yourself in my dressing room after the show? Huh. Wait. Slow down a second. Are you trying to tell me that you just sat through 2 hours of my stage hypnosis spectacular and you still don't believe in hypnosis? Oh, you are very, very funny. Take a seat. I said take a seat. Did you come here by yourself? No? Okay. Was she a girlfriend or what? Oh, just a friend. Oh, no, I'm only curious about these things. Now, I saw you during the show. I did. Normally I don't see a lot with the stage lights glaring into my eyes, but as I was working on my victims on the stage, I glanced down in the audience and I saw you. And you want me to tell you what I saw? I'll tell you a story about your experience tonight at my show. You see, I did that hypnotic convincer. You know, the one where you hold a bucket of bricks in one hand and a handful of helium balloons in the other. And your hand went straight down to the ground with one and straight up in the sky with the other. And from that moment, I knew, oh, you're very suggestible, creative. I'd love to get inside that head. And then when I asked for volunteers, your hand stayed down. And I thought, oh, well, they're just shy. I'll wait and see. But then, interestingly enough, as I started hypnotizing people, I looked down into the audience and I saw you, completely transfixed on everything I was doing. Your eyes glazed over. You were so focused, so fixated on me. And you don't even remember it, do you? I can see it in your eyes. You're looking for the memories of that, and you can't recall anything. Say, tell me, do you remember any part of the show? Think hard now. Try harder than that. You don't remember anything, do you? No. I didn't think you did. And do you want to know why you don't remember anything? Because you've been hypnotized this entire time. You see, from the first induction I did, I had you in the palm of my hand. I knew it. I didn't even need to look at you to know that you were deeply hypnotized. And you were. In fact, do you know how easy it is to put someone in a trance once they've already been hypnotized? Well, it's as simple as saying, I wonder if you can think back to those memories of being hypnotized. I wonder if you can think back to how those feelings felt as your body grew relaxed, heavy and tired, as your eyes start to blink more and more as you feel the familiar, sleepy, peaceful feelings creeping over your mind. And just like that, the memories of trance bring a new trance, just like that. And it's simple, and it's easy to close your eyes and sleep. The words, already so deeply ingrained inside your mind. You're so adorable when you're hypnotized. In fact, I have a proposition for you, and you can't even respond to it. This was my plan all along. I knew that when I implanted that command that you'd come and see me after the show, that you would. And here you are, deeply under my spell once again. So I can seduce you, so I can ensnare you, and so I can have you as my prized possession. You see, for years now, I've been looking for an assistant. Someone who was strong like you. Someone whose mind was suggestible and pliable like you. Somebody who looked really good in an adorable little outfit. Like you, well. I've been looking for all these things for all these years. And it just took me coming to your town, to this little community theater, to find you. Well, I'm glad I did. And now, I don't think I'll ever let you go. Could you imagine your days with me? Being hypnotized again and again and again, hundreds of times over. Every single day. Every single show, sometimes multiple times a day. And you wouldn't need to think. You wouldn't need to do anything at all, except everything I told you to. Wouldn't that just be so freeing? And you'd wear your adorable little uniform, and you'd carry my bags to every show. And if you were really good, I might even let you pick out volunteers from the audience while you show them how good you are at being hypnotized. You sitting up on that chair on that empty stage, my pocket watch, my eyes, or my fingers dancing across your face. You lost in deep, deep trance, showing everyone else how very good you are at being hypnotized. And you'd feel so proud, wouldn't you? You can almost feel the feelings now, the feeling of pride welling up inside you, as all those eyes in the audience look at you, like some sort of hypnotic role model, showing them what to expect. But of course, none of them would be as good as you, because you're so well trained. And practiced. I'd make sure of that. Now, open your eyes, my dear assistant, and let's get you ready for your new life. We've got a tour to do, and we'll be very, very busy. Now get my things.